Well, I've got a couple different times here. 607 or 603, pick one.
603.
Okay. We have all supervisors except for Supervisor Skolinski.
He'll be here in a couple minutes.
Okay, thank you. Our two youth and governance are here. Welcome.
Thank you.
And we have lots of staff here tonight. So, Teddy, certificate of compliance.
We are in compliance. The meeting was posted on August 1st and August 6th.
Okay, thank you. Number two is our feature program. Our...
We affectionately call it RECNAP.
Okay.
I know you're looking at those.
I'm looking at those initials.
Like, what do I say here? But we officially say so. Racine Kenosha Nutrition Education Program, and Amy Martinez.
So, you guys see me here a little bit more, but we have so I've administered the program, and we have six nutrition educators now. We just had someone take a new position last month. We have a wonderful support staff in our office as well, Dr. Garcia. And a few of our educators are able to join us today. We'll let them introduce themselves, and then we'll get going on our, I'll talk a little bit about our presentation.
I'm Cindy Armstrong. I have been a nutrition educator 5.5 years now, and I'm frequently in Kenosha. I am often at the Sharing Center, programming at the Job Center with both PEPS and with, I guess it would be W2, the Food Matters class is on their calendar there. And recently also started partnering with KAC, Kenosha Achievement Center. Mm-hmm. So, and I do quite a few home visits in Kenosha, including the Western Racine County. I spend quite a bit of time in Kenosha.
Hello, my name is Valerie Arnold. I'm from the nutrition program. I've been in Kenosha all day. I was at Kenosha Wick with the farmers market being there from, Jim
Thompson.
That was 31, the farmers from 31 and Highway L. So whoever that farmer.
Jerry Smith.
And it was a wonderful experience. I do a lot of programming in Racine, but there are programs that I actually do on a regular basis here in Kenosha. One is the schools, so I'm responsible to go out to the schools and teach nutrition education at some of the schools here in town, as well as there are a few homemakers, home visits that I do too as well, but mainly it's the WIC, Kenosha WIC program.
Okay. Why don't we just go around real quick and introduce the supervisors too, since they don't know who we are.
I'm
Mike Underhill, County Board Supervisor.
Rick Dodge, County Board Supervisor, 5th District in the city.
I am Kim Brunig. I'm the chair of the committee, and it's District 21.
I'm Erin Decker, County Board Supervisor, District 22.
Yes.
Your name?
Oh, okay.
Your name.
Ashley Kenny. I'm Emily Gerson.
Mike Skolinski.
District
19.
Great. So the last time we were here, we did kind of a typical adult lesson that we teach. Fabiola was here and taught that, and we would teach it some things at the Job Center, at the Shalom, at the homeless shelter. And so today we thought we'd go to the totally opposite end of the spectrum. A lot of Cindy's program is also with Head Start. And so today you're going to see a typical preschool lesson that Cindy teaches in, you know, Kenosha, and of course also Racine Head Start programming. And so she's gonna do that, and a few of us are gonna be preschoolers today. If anybody wants to join us, you're more than welcome to.
I'm changing diapers today.
No, they're not a trained diaper.
They just learned that last month. They wanted to show off their skills.
Oh.
That's right.
They hope the baby said, oh, right. So that's the lesson that we'll see today, and then Cindy will share some of the results of that lesson as well. That we had some great results this year from that program. So
one of the documents that I sent, and maybe while I'm talking, those who want to be preschoolers can come and sit on the floor. One of the documents I sent was just with the sites that I went to last year, which are quite a few schools. They no longer just house all the Head Start children at the Chavez Learning Station. They were at 16 elementary school sites last year, so I put a lot of miles on my little Prius. And next year, Grant and Vernon will not be at Head Start sites, classrooms at them, but all the other sites stay the same, as your sheet says. So this is typically a lesson that teachers enjoy having as sort of reinforcements. All my lessons are really reinforcements for what classroom teachers already do. I only stay in a classroom about 15 or 20 minutes each lesson takes. That's about the attention span of a four-year-old. Does anyone have a four-year-old?
No, but I work with them.
Okay. Yeah, they might seem like four-year-olds.
Uh-huh. So as you know, very short attention spans, and so I do the 15 to 20 minute circle time, and then I'm on my way. But a teacher would take and use me as sort of a catalyst for future conversations with the children, depending on the topic. So they do the real teaching and follow through on the lesson. But okay, so I'm just going to pretend I walked in the room, and I'm going to consider all of you at grown-up level like I would maybe a classroom teacher. So I will rarely look at you, and it's not because I don't like you, it's because I tend to focus on the children when I'm in the classroom. Okay, well, good morning, boys and well, girls. Thanks for inviting me to come and be your special guest today. I won't stay very long, and every time I come, we'll be talking about ways that we can be healthy and try to stay strong. Now today I'm feeling very healthy. I like feeling healthy because I can work and play. But I want you to use your eyes. Look at this picture. Do you think this little girl is feeling healthy, or do you think she is feeling sick?
Sick.
She is sick, you're right. I see she has a box of tissues here. She probably has a runny nose. And her cheeks, they're very pink. She might have she can go to school today?
No.
Her teachers and her friends want her to stay home until she feels much better. Now, what could she do that might make her get better? What do you think?
Rest.
You're right. You're right. She could take an extra nap today. She could rest. Resting is a good idea.
Drink lots of water.
Right. She could drink. Some families drink some juice. Lots of families drink water.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
That's another good idea. Chicken noodle soup, if we have a sore throat, it helps us feel good. Sometimes there's vegetables in chicken noodle soup. Mmm, the kinds of things that help us be healthy. Well, I think I know why she might be sick today. Kinds of germs that might make us have a runny nose or a sore throat. And the thing about germs is they're very sneaky. You see, germs are not big. Wash our hands. We use soap and water, and we scrub, and then down the drain those germs go. Right, look how smart you are. Well, today I want to play a little pretend game, so I just need one helper to come and join me today. Would you
Would you like to come and join me today? No? Can you come today and be my helper?
Sure.
All right. Why don't you sit right here by next to me? What's your name?
Amy.
Amy. Okay. Well, Miss Cindy and Amy are going to play a pretend game. It's a little bit silly because I'm going to pretend that I am Amy's grandma.
I'm not really your grandma, am I?
No, no, no. I'm just going to pretend, okay? So, Amy, all you have to do is pretend that when you got home from school, your grandma was at your house. All right?
Okay.
Amy, you're home from school. Grandma's so happy to see you. Did you have fun at school? Well, I know you're always hungry when you get home from school, so Grandma's been getting a snack ready for us. Here's your plate. Would you rather have an apple or a pear today?
Pear.
Here's a pear for you. Apple for Grandma. And then do you want some pretzels or a couple crackers?
Some crackers.
Okay.
Oh, doesn't this look delicious? I'm so happy you're home. Let's eat our snack. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear. Boys and girls. What did we forget to do?
Wash your hands.
I was so excited to see Amy that, well, all those tiny injuries that are hiding in our hands when we touched our food. And then, if we had been really eating the food, where would the germs go? Inside our body. And we don't want germs inside our body.
No, no.
But Amy, you look very smart. If Grandma, if your grandma forgets to wash her hands, what could you do?
I could remind her.
That's right. That's right. You could just say, wait, before we eat, let's wash hands. Let's give her a clap. Oh, I think I hear my friend. He's in the bag. He's been wanting to come out and say hi. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Sammy. Hi, I'm Sammy Soap. I was listening to you learn about germs. I can be a big help when it comes to getting rid of germs. It just takes a little soap and water. And your job is to rub and scrub and rub and scrub. Sometimes people go too fast. They don't spend enough time getting rid of those germs. I can't do everything, you know. You have to do your part, too. But I'm here to help. Hey, Miss Cindy. Maybe you could practice with everybody. Good idea, Sammy. Okay, I'll be listening. Bubble, 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 pop. Okay, it's time to practice. You heard what Sammy said. We're going to practice washing our hands, so stand up. Okay, let's pretend that we're at our house, and it's almost supper time, and you hear your parents say, come on, dinner's ready. Well, where should you go before you go to the dinner table? Into the bathroom. So, we're going to the bathroom. All right, we're standing by the sink. If you have long sleeves, you probably want to wash those up. Turn on your water. A little water on those hands. Now what do we need a squirt of?
Soap.
Okay, here we go. Happy fingers, happy hands. Making bubbles is my plan. First add water, soap and rub. Make it fun, sing and scrub. You can wash those germs away. Down the drain they'll go. Hooray. Let's rinse them down. Okay, grab a towel. Turn off your water. Throw your towel away.
Now we'll head to the dinner table. Sit down with your family. And, ooh, grilled cheese sandwiches tonight. Here we go. Mm. Oh, good, aren't they? Did we get any germs in our tummy?
No, because you did a great job washing your hands. Terrific.
Well, the last thing I want to do before I leave today is tell you a little story. And I hope this little girl remembers to wash her hands at the end of the story. Let's see how she does. This is Rosa. She goes to school just like you. And one day at school, she got to go to the painting center. She picked up the paintbrush, and as she made her painting, a mean, dirty germ got on her hand. She can't see it. It's invisible. But it's the kind of germ that could give Rosa an earache. If she could see that germ, maybe it would look like this. It's a pretend germ. Look at his big ears. The next germ came when Rosa was over in the black corner, just like you have a black corner. She was making a space station out of blocks. Another mean, dirty germ. The kind of germ that could give her a headache. If you could see the headache germ, maybe it looks like this. Then Rosa went over to the book corner. She loves cuddling up on the beanbag and reading stories. But another mean, dirty germ on her hand. The kind of germ that might give Rosa a sore throat. If you could see that germ, looks like this. Next, Rosa went over to the housekeeping center. She was pretending to make vegetable soup for her family. Maybe it looks like this. Then last but not least, the most horrible germ got on her hand. She was outside playing on the playground when the kind of germ that gives you a bellyache and could even make you throw up got on her hand. Now Rosa's hands were covered. Rosa knew what to do. Before lunch, she went down to the bathroom. And what do you think she did?
Wash her hands.
And while she rubbed and scrubbed and rubbed and scrubbed, here's what happened to the germs. Yikes, said the germ that can give you an earache. Oh, drat, said the germ that can give you a headache. And down the drain they went.
Yay.
Oh, no, said the germ that gives you a sore throat. Help, said the germ that gives you a fever. One more horrible germ was still hiding between her fingers. But Rosa finished rubbing and scrubbing, dried her hands, and threw that germ away. And then she went and sat at the table, picked up her peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and made it work them. Did any germs go in Rosa's tummy?
No.
No, because she was it's just like remember to wash your hands too. Boys and girls, I'll be back in a few weeks, and I bet your teacher is going to tell me how good you are at washing your hands. Give yourself a big clap.
Who's that Howard Mandel's name? Colonel Ford.
Howard Hughes.
Howard Hughes,
yeah.
My nephew.
So then I would leave, come back the next month, and the next month usually I have a lesson that has to do with a little boy who gets exposed to new foods. It's the whole taste and try lesson. But during that lesson, he also has to go and wash his hands several times. So we review our same information a month later and build on it. And so after those two lessons last year, I sent home, and I sent this to you electronically, the survey that went home, the teachers gave to the parents, so it was sent home in Spanish on one side and English on the other side. And we had a very good response. I'm not exactly sure how the teachers convinced them. The year before that very poor response, I think I begged them to encourage parents. But if you got this from me electronically, you can see that 254 families returned their survey, which was a 46% return rate, which is really pretty amazing. And this bar graph just shows that 79% of the parents said they're, after our lessons, their child is more willing to wash when asked. And 49% said they are soaping for 20 or more seconds. 65% said that their child is now washing without reminders. And 53% said their child is even reminding others to wash their hands.
Wow.
So because this it happens to be a statewide survey, then we send these results into Madison and they get tallied with other people who give similar lessons in their counties. So that's the spiel.
Great, thank you.
Yes. Found it very easy to follow you.
I brought it all down to your level.
Oh, I should say I've had the opportunity to observe Cindy teaching these lessons in our preschool classrooms, and it's fantastic. The kids really do pay attention and listen and lean forward in their little circle, and the way that Cindy, I know it's natural for you to do that, kind of vary your voice or speak softer, really forces them to listen and to not talk, you know, while she's there and things like that. And they certainly, preschoolers get distracted with all sorts of things. The one lesson I went to, I thought, well, I'll sit on the floor with them. Totally distracting. I had a little guy come sit on my lap and I was like, oh, I should have sat back with the teacher and just not pretended like I was a fly on the wall. So they do have their, their attention span. It's a tricky audience sometimes to teach, but the props that she uses, how she varies it up, varies her voice, has a song, all those different aspects just make it such a wonderful lesson and age appropriate for those children. So we thought, as I mentioned, Fabiola joined us and she taught last time we, that was our term for the adult lessons, but this is just such a different audience and such a unique lesson, and they're just so fun that we thought we would share that. Our total opposite end of the spectrum today, kind of some of the work that we do with children. So as Cindy mentioned, she's in all the Head Start classrooms in Kenosha. And we'll be there twice this year in every single classroom and teaching these types of lessons to help the kids learn to stay healthy.
Wow. I'm just going to add that I got to see Cindy teach a lesson for the preschool children last year, and she has an apron that she's designed. And in all the pockets is a different puppet that throughout the lesson, as she's teaching with fruits and vegetables, a different puppet comes out. And every puppet has a different voice and a different approach. And it was just, as an adult, you're just going, wow! It's just like so amazing. So our nutrition educators do whatever they can to reach the level of the audience with whom they're teaching and make every effort to encourage learning at their level and make it as interesting. And your evaluation results show that we're making an impact. Parents are reporting that children are learning, and that's our goal. So,
mm-hmm. And I sent you the Nibbles for Health, which is the parent reinforcement letter that goes home. So pretty much every lesson that I do has a newsletter written at the adult level that gives them some tips on how to either add fruits to their families, eating habits, or today's would be in washing hands.
Great, thank you.
Does anyone have any questions?
Have you seen an increase in the need of what you're doing? Is our parents not doing it? Or what's the disconnect here? Because I certainly learned how to wash my hands from my parents. So. Is that kind of the disconnect, or are these kids so young now?
Well, they are starting preschool pretty young,
yeah.
Yes. I think there's some inconsistency in some families in teaching routines that might have been routine in your home. So I think teachers have big jobs, even with our littlest learners, in helping them learn some what we consider very basic kinds of skills. Yeah.
And I think some, you know, especially with our younger audiences, these kids are like 3-4 year olds, and if, you know, I think all of you have had 3-4 year olds been exposed to them. The more time, and telling them to wash their hands one time is not going to do anything. And having, the teachers have said this to Cindy, that, you know, having a new face come in and tell the kids the same thing makes a bigger impact on the kids. Just helping them remember, you know, and they put a visual to that puppet, and that action kind of helps them remember to do that. When you've got a bunch of 3-4 year olds around the classroom that aren't, that are into everything.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, sticking their hands in their mouths and doing all those things, reinforcing hand washing to keep a classroom healthy and safe is a really important, you know, task to promote, and to promote multiple different ways and multiple arenas. So I think it's kind of a twofold answer, especially with our younger kids. The more reminders they have, the better they do.
And is this primarily a state-run program, or is it federally? Or the combination of both, or the counties of both?
Kind of all of those things is really the answer. But our funding is federal funding when it comes to the state to be administered to our program. And so, you know, we're part of Extension just like all the other, you know, county offices are. Our nutrition program is in 68 of the 72 counties in the state. So, you know, with each county, different audiences and things in the county are being taught in different levels. So some counties may have a very small, you know, preschool population, so they may not be teaching the amount of lessons that we teach. They may be focusing more on adults or seniors or things like that. So it's, you know, administered, the money's administered by the state, but then each county has their own sort of, you know, take on it, because we really do try and meet the needs of what our counties look like.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sammy. So.
Okay. Number 3 is our educator program updates. Who wants to go first?
So, you want me to go first? I get to brag. So hopefully you saw in the Kenosha News last Thursday. If you didn't, I brought it. The article about the Kenosha Achievement Center, and I hope that you read it carefully enough to notice that this is a UW Extension program in conjunction with the Kenosha Achievement Center. So this is the one that I think we mentioned last winter, I mentioned it to you, where we formed this partnership with the Kenosha Achievement Center and working with some of their clients in a pre-vocational training program where it gives them the opportunity to go outside, learn gardening kinds of skills, and then in this case they're growing things behind the Kenosha Achievement Center, and then they're taking it to the farmers market, so they're also using those skills. They're interacting with people and they're having a fabulous time. Included on the curriculum is, in addition to horticulture and gardening kinds of things, physical activities, there's some nutrition lessons. In fact, Cindy's the one, I believe, that's going to work with them. She was there this morning. So they're getting some nutrition education, because we know that's a challenge often for them. And then some other kinds of job skills. So this group will be graduating this month, and so they'll be finishing up the program, and then they hope to continue running it. Now, Meryl Strickarts, who's been grant funded in order to get this program started, is ending also this month. So we will be supporting the Kenosha Achievement Center in other ways. I'll be doing it. Jeannie Helensky-Christensen will be doing it. Amy's even been meeting with them too, because we've been talking with them about, you know, starting to build some entrepreneurship and some of those kinds of things that know, even just as basic as how they run a farmer's market and, you know, some of those kinds of things. So we're very happy. It's a great start with this program. So if you, everybody see this, you want me to pass it on. Okay. All right, thank you.
I was going to say, this is a great example where all of our different program areas trying to work together with our partners, and we have several examples of it, but they had contacted Barb to do this, you know, help figure out this wonderful garden, the gardening program, and then so we like a wellness piece, and Barb called and said, well, hey, could you guys, you know, so, you know, Cindy went and met with them and has been doing this, you know, wonderful program, which is another specialty area of Cindy's and working with adults with disabilities, too, so it's been a really nice, you know, we all can come together and find ways that we can all add value to organizations.
And the other thing I should emphasize is this is the Kenosha Achievement Center's program. It's not our program. We built the curriculum, we've taken it to them, and now we are their support, their expertise, but it's their program to run. And I think that's really important that we build that ability in people and groups that we work with, that we're not the outside agency or group coming in and saying, here's how you do it. It's their program and we're working with them and supporting them.
They're really excited about the cash flow right now. They've worked pretty hard and now they're seeing the cash come in from the farmers market. So they're excited about that, just like we're motivated by paychecks and things.
Well, it has to be a bumper crop this year.
They are growing well, and they've tried new foods because of
Rick.
It. Just like
Rick.
You would try new foods if you had a garden growing in your backyard. So, yes, they are very excited about it and very eager to share stories with me when I come.
And I was going to ask, Cindy, are you able then to tie in with what they're growing into your nutrition
education? Well, we are. So many of our lessons that the nutrition educators teach center around fruits and vegetables and the My Plate and things like that. So yes, I ask them what they want to taste it, what's growing, what's sold well, and then,
sure.
You know, how what have you been eating lately, and we look at the plate and all of those kinds of things. But I don't do any gardening lessoning. I am the next level up on the eating part. Oh,
yes.
I make everyone hungry everywhere I go.
Great, thanks, Barb.
All right.
Amy?
Some updates. Last month, we kind of heard from Chairman Gentz that he was heading up a small business initiative through the county board, and so the first meeting was held July 22nd, and I attended, and have been kind of gathering some further information and passing it along to the group, and we're kind of defining what is a small business, how many there are. You know, we'd like to do a survey at some point, and at the conclusion of the study group, we'll be submitting recommendations to the full county board. So that's been very interesting, and I'm also getting to know a lot of the other members who are, you know, development specialists all over the county. So that's been interesting. I've also been working with CABA, meeting with their vice president of economic development, Heather. She had sent me several different projects that she'd like some data on, so I've been gathering that related to workers moving out of the county every day for work, where they're going, how many are nets, and all of that. She's also interested in some GIS mapping and has some ideas of entrepreneurship programs that we can kind of improve upon. So that's been interesting. I'm also touring the county to look at possibly, implementing a county-wide facility sustainability plan. So we're going to be looking at energy use in all the facilities and seeing where efficiencies can be made and kind of putting together a plan of how retrofits would be done and what are some of the biggest users and where can the county really make the greatest impact with our limited funds. So this is actually a project that the extension is working all over the state through county offices to do. So there's some grant funds available that I'm looking into. So it's been interesting that I've been to all the county facilities inside and out to see what what's the status of the buildings and what possible options might be there for renewable energy in the future. So those are some of the highlights. I don't know, natural resources. I've got working with some staff for the Reduce, Reuse, Recycle Guide. That is out on the website if you're interested in recycling. There's a lot of information in there about your municipality. I mean, encourage people to contact their municipality. And also there's a lot of other information about household hazardous waste. And then the Farm Transition Succession Plan Survey and Workshop is on the website. And we've got a lot of resources there for farmers considering their options of kind of succession planning for the future. So please help us promote those resources.
Okay, any questions for Amy?
Yeah. With regards to your sustainability study and whatnot, is part of that study also taking a look at costs versus returns?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. So the finance department has actually been involved with Focus on Energy. That's the program that does a lot of the incentive programs for replacements and upgrades. So they've actually done quite a lot of work already on lighting, mostly lighting in facilities, and certainly return on investment and what the timeline is the biggest consideration. So.
Any other questions? No? Okay. Is that the end of our reports?
I think so.
I just see two here.
Yep. Yep. Unless I'll look at Val and Fabiola if there's anything in addition to anything nutrition related that you want to bring before the supervisors in Kenosha County.
I'm just working at Chulam. That's pretty much one of the places that I'm working in. And we've been using a lot of produce that they have donated. A lot of the dishes that we make just are, you know, we just put them together right there, and then you know, they keep asking why are we making next week. I will say I don't know, but it's been very interesting. There's a lot of young people who are minorities and that are joining the groups, and they seem like they're. In the beginning, they're always a little bit shy. They don't want to participate. But at the end, it's totally like how food can transform people's attitudes. And not only that, but also trying things they'd never tried before. You know, it's kind of exciting to see how they change their mind and their attitude. And they really like to get their hands on their cook and do all kinds of cool things, I think. I love that program. I've been doing it for 14 years, every Thursday.
Wow.
And I go there, and like very, I feel very energetic when I walk in there. It's just really nice to see, you know, how people. And then sometimes I tend to see people out and about when they have a job and they're back on their feet, and they're like, "Oh, I remember you. You taught me how to do such and such dish." And so it's really good to see that they remember and some of those things that they learned at that class, even though they were in a tough spot.
I still remember some of the food that was made here.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think the percentage of donated food is from the local areas, the local businesses?
Or just, they get food. I don't know about the percentage, but I know that a lot of local farmers, they donate, especially during this time of the year, when they start harvesting, they donate tons of food, and those businesses are also doing the food. So it has to be a large percentage of that they get the food from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not sure if they purchase any, if they purchase any of their food.
I'm assuming they buy for just a little bit, but I don't know how much we would ask them. Fabiola works at the homeless shelter.
Yes.
Working with the clients at the homeless shelter. One of our other educators works at the food pantry, but all that. Certain other resources are. They get a lot of donations. I know it varies during the year. But
they have huge zucchinis.
They dropped some off at the sharing center on Monday too. I was there on Monday.
Yeah.
Lots of zucchini and cucumbers and
things. Wow. Huh. So just using what's available.
Yeah.
Right.
GFS
I really do.
Is
yeah,
crazy
GFS.
Generous to the sharing
mm-hmm.
center. I just
out
can't say
here,
enough
out
about
here
them.
In the county.
Right.
I mean, fruit, meat.
Yes.
It's crazy out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Mike?
I just want to mention, Barb put something on Facebook about vegetables at Miller Park. Do you want to comment on that?
Oh, so Giants, I forget what the name of the stadium is, AT&T Park or whatever. Anyways, where the Giants play in San Francisco, I picked up this news article or whatever, that they are going to have an organic garden in the outfield. And so... And then they will harvest stuff from it, and they are looking at it as an education center and all sorts of weird things. So I just put it on the Facebook page and wondered if it replaced bratwurst in Wisconsin.
Yeah, I doubt that.
And Mike said, no!
Very San Francisco. No sausage races there.
Yeah. That's what I could think of. A broccoli race.
Yes, definitely. Organic broccoli race.
Go, go, mommy!
Asparagus.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Any other questions? No? Okay. Teddy.
I have quite a bit, so let's see.
No, I've got plenty of time.
Talk fast.
15 minutes.
First of all, let me start with some of the programming that I am attempting to work on with regard to related to food. I had last fall received a lot of requests for food preservation workshops. I am not qualified to teach anything regarding food preservation, but I have colleagues who are in Waukesha in Milwaukee. And so I convinced them to come to Kenosha, and they were doing two workshops. One at Ruther High School next Tuesday, a week from yesterday, where they're going to actually let people be in the kitchens and learn how to do their own jams and jellies. They're going to do it in the Family and Consumer Sciences classroom, so they'll actually be at a stove and do their own. The other one is in September, on September 5th, at the Boys and Girls Club, and that's more of just a demonstration to just watch how it's all done. I must tell you that, much to my surprise, as of today, two people are registered for the hands-on and three people registered for the demo. We're gonna have to cancel them if I don't get the registrations. So I was just so shocked because I heard with all the emphasis on local foods and people wanting to have food preservation, even Amy was getting phone calls. We were like, wow, people really want to know this information, but
make a jerky class.
Oh, is that it? But yeah.
Beef jerky.
Strawberry jam's just
not the thing.
You know,
I'm
wondering
San Francisco.
If you had done this prior to the county fair.
Yes, because Eleanor just put up.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. She just entered
just
three things
in
the fair. And right now,
maybe it's
what kind of jam and jelly are you going to make? What kind of fruit?
Yeah, they're doing raspberry.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're doing raspberries.
Yeah.
But you can find that stuff on the internet. I went to the UW Extension website. I'm like, all right, I'm up to my ears in cherries. What do I do with cherries? And I went to the internet, to the UW Extension website, and all your booklets are on there, PDF,
yep.
Where you can download it, and it gives you instructions.
Yeah.
You know how to boil, you know the basics that,
Boil water.
I got to boil the stuff so that the jars are sterile. Got to boil water, and I got to make sure the stuff's heated. Just really need to know the recipe.
And that's why I don't know if when people were calling us, I think they wanted to know the basics because having never done it, and so many people interested in preserving some of the harvest. So I don't know if we'll give it another shot. We'll see. But, interest, we're just trying.
When we were kids, we always used to make tomato soup, tomato juice, and the one guy that would help us make tomato juices, it ain't hardly worth it. You can buy it cheaper at the store.
But does it taste the same?
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
The
no,
flavor.
It doesn't taste the same.
Flavor.
Because I put up my own tomatoes for chili, and my tomatoes are way better than canned tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
It does make a difference.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that we're also currently recruiting for the 2013-14 Leadership Kenosha class. And that class is getting full. Related to that, we are soliciting requests for proposals for community projects. So any organization that you may be aware of that could benefit from a Leadership Kenosha team working on a project, we're collecting those now. And those team projects, as I mentioned last month, that are benefit the community most of our nonprofit organizations are the ones that apply for those. So just get that word out. Let's see. It is Kenosha County Fair. And they're going to have a great week. Beautiful weather. I was out there today. I was there on Monday.
Yeah, for once.
Oh, isn't it just, yeah, awesome. I was out there today. Everything looks great. Let's see, they were judging sheep and all the other, most of the 4-H projects were had already been judged, but except the animal projects. Those are the ones being judged yesterday. The dog project was being judged. I got to see a lot of our youth in the agility program with their dogs. I just have to tell you that we're in a period with John's leaving, and I should and will announce that if you aren't aware that Bethany had her baby early. She delivered a baby boy on July 23rd at 31 weeks. So the baby is in Sinai, St. Sinai Hospital in the NICU lab, NICU, how do I say that? Unit, neonatal, doing extremely well. Born at 3 pounds, about 6 ounces. He's now up to 4 pounds. 9 ounces. So progress is heading in the right direction. She's doing well. She probably will plan to come back to work for a little bit next week and the following week while the baby is still in the hospital so that she can build up her time off for when he comes home. So we'll see her a little bit. But that means there's a bit of a void in the youth development program in 4-H area. For that, I believe I mentioned last month that we were going to hire an interim, and so Ann Cook started on Thursday last week for 6 months. It's a 6-month interim position to give us time to have a bridge to get ready to hire the new person. So Ann is actually at the fair right now. I think she's working a shift with the 4-H ambassadors in the pop and pizza stand tonight. So she's keeping herself very, very busy. So we'll get to meet Ann next month at the September meeting. She's doing great. Related to that position, on October 3rd, I will conduct a visioning session with our community partners, our stakeholders. We did that for the Community Natural Resources and Economic Development position that Amy has. It's our chance to step back and ask the community stakeholders what they see to be the priorities for the youth development position. Gives us a chance to put some insight and perspective and focus around the position description. So we'll be doing that in October 3rd. Position description gets posted, and then we wait, and hopefully we have a strong pool of candidates, and ultimately we hire someone in that position. So that would be what we'd want. And related to that, two new coordinators started with our Tech Wizards program. This is our robotics mentor program we have at two middle schools in Kenosha, at Washington Middle School and Lincoln Middle School. And we were fortunate enough, and I actually have to thank John for this, he set this program up very well before he left, was able to acquire two Carthage College students, Alessandra Ruffalo and Kelly Van Boldrick, who are going to share the role. We'll recruit the mentors and work with the youth on, now I'm right out of my league when I say this, NXT robots and WeBots, little robots, big robots. That's what I found out.
Are they like the kit ones? Is that what they're doing?
Or... Sure. Emily, I have no idea which ones they're doing. But if you'd like to be a mentor, I know exactly where we can sign you up. So that would be great. That would be great. Great. So we're really looking forward to that. And they're excited to get that started. So that's a good plan. And then just today, my colleague Bev Baker and I were meeting with Amy this afternoon. There will be another baby born soon here. So we're making plans for the transition on how to have coverage when Amy takes her leave, parental leave, and make sure that the nutrition program runs smoothly. It's going to be great.
Are you planning early leave? Or
I know, we've talked about that. I said, yeah, one baby born early is enough.
That was enough.
Don't want that to happen. So, so Bev Baker and I will be providing some oversight for the administrative functions of the program and bit of extra kind of figuring out what we need to do and how things will run. So that'll be good. It's all going to be good. Yeah. I think that's all.
Really?
That's it? I think.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyone have any questions? No? Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We have time left over because John's not here to talk.
John started his new job Monday.
Oh, did he? We should have video conferencing with him so he can continue.
I should come in and talk really loudly. Yeah.
I know, we're early. We get a
jump around.
PDAC, we get a 6-minute break.
Yay!
Short meetings are good.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong